Welcome to the Growing in Grace audio blog. My name is James Williams, and I hope you enjoy today's episode entitled Weeping, Longing, and Resurrection. If he hurried, there would still be time. Word had gotten to Jesus that Lazarus was ill, possibly near death, and Jesus could make it if he left right away. But he didn't. In fact, he waited 2 days. Why did Jesus wait? Shouldn't he have hurried to get to the friend that he loved so much? He had the power to heal, but he waited. And then Lazarus died. Sometimes the Lord's timing isn't our timing. Often his ways don't make sense to our finite minds. His thoughts are higher. His ways are better. We know how the story ends. In an incredible display of power, Jesus calls Lazarus from the dead, and both Lazarus and death obey. But in between the death and resurrection of Lazarus, there is grieving, weeping, and hurting. Even Jesus was deeply moved, and he wept. Some question why Jesus would weep when he knows he's going to raise Lazarus. They conclude that he must have been weeping because of the unbelief that he saw. While that's certainly part of it, it also seems that he's weeping with those who are hurting. Yes, he knows what he's going to do, but he still weeps with those who weep. He's a compassionate Savior, and he looks around and sees the consequences of sin and death, and so he weeps. We are living between the first and second coming of Christ. Like a dead snake that keeps moving due to its nerves, so the effects of the curse hopelessly continue. We still see those effects in the injustices of our world. We grieve when we see image bearers hurting and murdering fellow image bearers. We're reminded we're not home as we observe the chaos and uncertainty around us. We feel the sting of death and the loss of a loved one. But for all believers, we know that a resurrection is coming. Eventually, the dead snake will quit moving. On that day, God will make all things new, take away the tears and the pain, and give us glorified bodies. We have that hope because of the life, death, and resurrection of Christ. But between now and then, we weep, we mourn, we hurt, and we feel the gravity of the curse of this world. We know where the victory is and long for the day with hope, but we still grieve. And we don't grieve alone. Our Lord knows every tear that we cry, and he is moved with compassion. Yes, he knows that he's going to make all things new one day, but today he grieves with us. He gives us one another to laugh together and to mourn together. May your hope in the resurrection power of our Lord give you strength and help you persevere. Hope that is seen is not hope, so we are hoping for something that is certain but invisible. We see the darkness around us, but we know that the dawn is coming. Thank you for listening to the Growing in Grace podcast. I pray this episode served you well. If so, consider sharing on social media or leaving a rating on iTunes so that others might be encouraged as well. May God strengthen you this week as you continue to grow in grace.